we want to be all that you are. Thank you, Blessed Judah. Let's lift up our hands to God and give him thanks for all blessings he has bestowed upon us, for his love divine, for being an example of what love should be, for giving us an affection to love. It's part of God's creation or gifting in our lives to be affectionate, to love somebody. It's a healthy and divine emotion. Let's thank him. Let's thank him for the church where he can express himself by his spirit for our profit. We bless you, Daddy. The Bible says, your gentleness has made us great because you continued to seek after us, to be tolerant, to suffer long, but because so fast till we get it. Daddy, we are grateful. Please have expression for your spirit here today. Let all of us live here having profited from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's keep going. Happy to see you to this presence. All our comes to God's ears. A joy to have my grandbody in the house. I'm not taking it personal. I mean, but I just have to welcome him. I call him my grandbody. I'm the grandpa. He's the grandbody. To God be all the glory. How many of you remember this song? I just want to do drama, okay? Just drama. There is something that makes me my helper. Give up your glory. Fulfilling the call of marriage. Fulfilling the call of marriage. You know, as I was about to come up, that song came in, and God will turn you to what he has provided. God told me one day, he said, he doesn't provide for my needs. And I said, what does that mean, God? He said, it is my needs that meets his provisions. What? Did you catch it? This is what I was. He said, he doesn't provide for my needs. It's my need that meets his provisions. So I said, how is that? It's not when I need a car that the car is manufactured. It is when I need the car that I meet what is already provided. Did you catch that? It's not my need that made the car be manufactured. It is when my need be, right now, I don't need one, right? So I don't see that provision. People are buying cars every day, but I don't notice that because I don't need that, so to say. But the day I need it, I will drive one of the lot. Unknown to me, I may even be sleeping when that car I drove off the lot was being manufactured. But God knows that this car, sorry, I will ride it. Thank you. Can I tell you something? It is when you understand your need that you see the provisions. But if you are looking for God, say, God, provide for my need, then God will say, open your eyes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He shared something very profound. It's like I've never, you know, this morning we were praying and just, and she said, a lot of truths were just thrown out during that conference that, you know, you wonder, where was this coming from? And one of the things I learned from our session, I learned a lot from every session, thank God for Pastor Fakadea. And she said, when God gives you an help, you must also receive the help. And I found that very indicting, because if God has provided an help for I'm doing a good man, God will not come to my head. Because he has already, so that's why I sing that song. There is some, so anytime you see me coming to your presence, just know, give her your God. Praise God. So she should not disturb her, because she was a fitting help. Praise the Lord. Fulfilling the call in marriage. God did his work in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And I'm happy our children are here so that they grow up with this notice or knowledge early. You know why? If they are not here where we are saying it, they won't have any means to counteract what else they are hearing. Praise the Lord. Yeah. See what the Bible says here? It says, and God saw everything. Say everything.
Everything.
That he had made. And behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the seventh day. The sixth day. Then God got to Genesis chapter 2. And Bible says, God saw that it was not good that man should be alone. Let me go to 2:18. Thank you. And the Lord God saw that it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. Let's pause there. Just for, you know, for purpose of discussion. So it appears Adam lived some time and God saw the strain and the stress in his daily activity and felt sorry for him. Did you catch that? Because man did not complain, right? It was difficult. So I went to check the meaning of help. And the dictionary meaning of help says, it is the notion or idea of making it easier. Say making it easier. Yeah, check it, just Google it. If you can, yeah. Making it easier for someone to perform a task. Anybody saw it in Google? Help me, because I want to make sure. Yeah, making it easier. Mm-hmm. Help me read it, man.
Making it easier for someone. Making it easier for someone to do something by offering one's services or resources.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. So, God looked at how Adam was accomplishing the task. And he knew that it's difficult. Praise the Lord. And God said, okay, I will make him an helpmate. Somebody, he didn't take the task away. Hallelujah. But And I can see Adam attending to everything. You know, he was in charge of everything, right? Bible says, let him have dominion. Bible says, we put him in the garden to dress it and to keep it and all of that. Now, and Adam was up to it, right? And was, but God goes on. So the animals were being helped. You remember, he even named them, you know, maybe put them, graze them. Or, you know, he was in charge. He was working. And God would look at him and say, you know what? There was a time I shared a sermon on critical review. The emphasis there is to criticize what you do. And that's what God did here. He criticized what he did, right? And said, this is not good. And there's no better way to advance than to criticize yourself. Amen. It's a more solemn way, including reading over your texts. Praise God. You know, review. I'm struggling with that too. Sometimes you are too much in a hurry to send it and to review it. And then you notice that, oh my, what you wrote is not what you meant. Critical review. Nobody, Adam didn't say, why are you doing me like this? This is too much for me. But Bible says, I will make. So it looked at, and we saw how God did it. You know, so Adam was already active, and God had to put him to sleep, do that surgery. Unlike how God made man, woman was not made that way. In like made his soil, breathe into him, or breathe into her. That didn't happen, right? He took the rib from him. And then when he saw him, he didn't say you are from the soil. He said you are from me. Praise God. Let's give God a hand clap. He said, this is the bone of my bones. This is the soil of the ground. This is, you know, he said, no, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. Because he was taking where? Out of me. Praise God. And so God took what? If he made for him something that could make his life easier. Amen. Now, this is the point. I think there's a struggle in understanding our roles in marriage. You know, I think there's a challenge there. There's a challenge there. There's a challenge. Can I tell you a secret? Seeking independence is not the order in God's kingdom. Are you being left? No. In God's kingdom, it's here we seek independence. We are constructed to depend. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, except me, without me, you can do what? Yeah. So there is dependency in God's kingdom. And you see, if we construct our family life so that everybody will not need the other person, that would be tough. That would be what? But if we construct our family life in such a way that without you and without me, how long are we going to live? Say happily ever after. Because I know if without me, without you, I will die. Without you, without me, you will die. So what do we do? For my sake, I keep you alive. That's how I praise the Lord. Fulfilling the call in marriage. Look at it. I have here in my notes, help is the notion or idea of making easier for someone to perform a task. We said that. And I put here, otherwise, it will be difficult. Otherwise, it will be what? My dear family, to seek separation is choosing a difficult path. Bible says the way of the transgressor is what? Bad. But your life will not be difficult. No, the important point though is that, Pastor, I understand that, but things making life difficult for me. Yeah. Because the onus is in both of us understanding our role as keeping it. You should not leave your work undone. Otherwise, it will affect me. You make my own life difficult. And I should not abandon my role. It will make your life difficult. So the onus is also when we're doing counseling. It's so difficult to talk to one that is reasonable alone. Because you say, you two, do like this. But there's nobody talking to this other man. Or there's nobody talking to this other person. So it gets to a point and I say, you know what? I can't keep talking to you alone, right? Because you don't have a problem. Whoever we can't talk to is a problem maker. Because I can only tell you, Adam had to be in his tough for me to make it easier. And you see, if you don't understand how you can make life easier for me, then it's still difficult. Praise the Lord. This class is too short for us to open up and assign what you should be doing. It's because the help I need may be different from the help Tayo needs or Fola needs, right? So I should not expect David to do what because I don't need that. It's not a help meet for me. Praise God. So I can't go and tell, I don't know what name to call now. I ran out of names. But X does this for his wife. No, you can't do that. Praise God. So when my helper comes into my life, what help does this man need? What's it? Because God observed it before he created it. Let me share this personal life story, how we survived. The most liberating day in my life, and I say liberating, it's not independence, but you see, I just know God is for me. We woke up that day and he came to me in the bedroom and, we always have our personal prayer time together, differently, and then we come together. Then she sat down and said, okay, I have to tell you something. So I said, like when your boss closes the door, is it that good or bad, right? So you embrace for impact. Oh boy. Then she said to me, God said to her that she should be doing XYZ as a way to help me. Wow. My God. You see, if I demand that for her, it will be a tough talk. It will be what? A tough talk. But, and you see, you need to organize your family like that. You know, we didn't come by your talking, right? But I call you liberated because she did it under God. She does it under God. Amen. She does it how? So it's not, so God revealed that need to her. And she honed it. Praise God. Oh, give God the hand. My helper. Fulfilling the call of marriage. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 to 9. I have 8 minutes to go. See, how do I then fulfill? You see, I refrain from telling you what God told her because to whom you are sent as help fitting, his need may be far different. And for my young ladies and young ones, you see, the composition of the house is such that when you marry, things should get easier for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I vote for early, I vote for marriage, and I vote for early marriage. You know what I'm saying? I mean, due time. Amen. I'm not saying out of high school, pastor said early marriage. No, no, no. No way, no way. That's not early. No. When you finish what you have to do, when you can hone your own thing as in, okay, you know what? I mean, after first degree, no lingering, period. No lingering, and nobody will linger in the name of Jesus. You know, roaming attract, roaming attract. How many people know? Yeah, say I won't roam. Yeah, don't forget. Roaming attracts roaming giants. Don't forget. Nobody will roam in Jesus' name. See what it says here. This scripture, from the start of it to the almost end of it, is about marriage. Okay? But see what it says here. This is how do we fulfill the call of marriage? Because it is God that called us into it. The first thing that happened after creation was marriage. Right? God made Adam and Eve, right? And they began to function, right? The first thing Jesus Christ do in the middle, the first miracle was marriage in Cana. The first, and the Bible recorded it. He said, this is the first miracle that Jesus did. So it's an area of priority, area of first concern. Hallelujah. In Yoruba, they said, when woods fall on woods, is the topmost one. So that's the one that has priority. If this one is right, the society and our lives will be right. And guess what? Revelation chapter 19. What concludes the Bible? The marriage supper of the Lamb. Wow. Praise the Lord. So the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Bible is about marriage. And can I tell you, everything in between is that we may live a holy and godly life. By the way, this year we're going to take off anything that is holding anybody back from getting married, who is still for marriage. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we hold you that responsibility. You know, Adam was not responsible for creating Eve. God took that responsibility. You know what I'm saying? So, we should observe whether life is easy the way you are or not. We should observe, amen? And then we will do what God wants us to do so that you can. We are not going to match you. Shame you. You don't know. But you'll be located. You know, so don't think, oh, is it going to, no, we don't do that. You will locate it yourself. All we are saying is that, you know, there will be no delay around it. Now, see what you say. Say, finally, my brethren, in fulfilling your marriage call, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. So, I'll really finish. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, verse 9. Not rending evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, blessing, knowing that ye are there unto called. That's where that title comes from. Fulfilling the call of marriage, that you should inherit a blessing. Can we see it amplified, my sister? In Amplified. From verse 8. Finally, all of you married people, be like-minded, united in spirit. You know, seek unity. Do what? Yeah. Can I tell you a secret? The Bible says holy women who trusted God. Look, let's go to verse 6. Verse 6. Did you see it? He said, just as Sarah obeyed, can we say KJV? Okay. Even Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. Go on, my sister. Where is that? Can you go to verse 5? Sorry. He said, for so holy women who trusted God conducted themselves. God bless you. God bless you. Verse 4. Let's start from verse 4. He said, but let your beauty be in the inner man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great price. Go on to verse 5 now. Okay? He said, for after this manner, in the old time, holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves. Can I tell you a secret? To function well in your role, you should trust God. Please, you should do what? Yeah. It brings to you an adornment, including when you say it, the other person did not agree, even though you know what you said is right. You trust God to establish that order. Have you left? So this man, okay, well, no. If you look at verse 4, he said, a meek and quiet spirit. He didn't say a weak and quiet spirit. He didn't say a weak and loud spirit. Praise God. There is a way you can, with your trust in God, perform your functions. Praise the Lord. I have to close. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Look at the things. How do you fulfill the call to marry? Finally, be you of one mind. Seek that. Let that be your goal. Okay? And where there is division, pray. You cannot isolate prayer from dealing with man. You cannot, because we may not see things the same way. I can tell you a secret. I'm sure God answered my prayer. Amen? When he said, D, do this. You remember the story of Saul? When God told Ananias to go and see him? You remember what God said to Ananias? Behold, he does what? So he was in 3 days, man. No eating, no feeding, nothing. And God said, he has seen in a vision a man called Ananias coming to lay hands on him. And that Ananias was still struggling with God. Can I tell you something? You must trust God in getting alignment with what you want from your spouse. You cannot speak over their head. You cannot. No, you damage things that way. So only women who trusted in God perform their task. Okay? So have one mind. Be compassionate one to another. Can I tell you something? If somebody hears or hearing, the easy thing is to be angry with that person. But the true thing is to grieve for that person. Because there is no erring person that can feel good. Have you left? Oh, no. Anybody who's erring, Bible says it cannot be well with the wicked. He may not see that it is not well with him. He may think he's getting by, but there's a grief in the way of that error. Number 2, love as brethren. Can I tell you something? There is that love of husband and wives, right? But there's a love after the manner of brethren. Apart from the fact that your husband and wives, you are also brethren. I have to close. Be pitiful. You can be angry for or be pitiful. Be courteous. You see, harsh words bring harsh reaction. Have you left? Yeah. Bible says, hurtful words stir up what? Strife. Anger. Hurtful words. Let me look up in here. If, of course, if you say something hurtful to me, you stir up a negative reaction in me. Or you compel me to use a lot of strength. Fulfilling the call to marriage, you have to be courteous. Verse 9. Not rending. Can I tell you a secret? Evil cannot over become evil. They collaborate. Did you catch that? If because it went low, you went lower, you just both sank. Not railing for railing. If you live here now, you are driving, and you saw somebody is not holding back to stop, will you keep going? Even though you have insurance. No, you don't do that. You should project that the way this discussion is going, we're going to collide. Have you left? Not railing for railing. No, don't do that. I can't imagine husband would be noise in the house. And there's nobody who is holy enough to stop up or yield. Say, that's not us. Amen. We yield. Amen. And because you yield doesn't mean you won't get ahead. How many of you know that? Let's try it. When we leave now, I will yield for you to leave and I will come and take you. Then we get my house ahead of you. Praise God. Let's stand up and ask it after us. Knowing that, he said, but contrary wise, blessing. My dear family, this is to what you are called. That's what the Bible says here. In Amplified, my sister, this is to what you are called. And never return evil for evil or insult for insult. Avoid scolding. That's nice. Avoid scolding, berating, and any kind of abuse. Avoid it. Yield. Find out. The best way to understand this thing is know when to run. Know when to stop. Know when to yield. But on the contrary, give a blessing. Pray one for another's well-being, contentment, and protection. For you have been called for this one. Can you help me eliminate this? You can help your husband. I tell you. You can make sure that area doesn't come to play. You remember melancholy? Let's lift up our hands. You won't see melancholy again. Those who don't understand where that came from, go and marry. Or you come to the marriage seminar next year. Praise God. Father Lord, we bless you. I just want us to pray. Lord, give me grace to fulfill my role. This calling to which you have called me, help me to fulfill it. Can I tell you something? If one can dare to change, you will compel the other to change. Don't say changing. If one can, you don't get home because both of you are driving. You get home because one person is driving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Papa. And you can ask that person, you can receive grace for that person to drive well. May the Lord, we thank you. Give me grace. Lord, give me grace to fulfill my role. The life of my husband, the life of my wife. I want us to pray, and I tell you this, you can go and they can tell you what God tells him, you know, tell them to do. He said, God, please, and we can share that testimony because I helped our family big time. Lord, please, in my own area too, reveal to me what will help my family. What will help my spouse? What will help my, you know, help me to win it? Now she doesn't do it for me. She does it for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Papa. And you know, this I do also. I God holds me accountable for that. Thank you, precious daddy. I want us to pray for the young ones among us who are trusting God for marriage. That God will prepare them to fulfill their role. God will prepare them. God will prepare them. It's not just saying, I want to settle down. That's what makes you ready. No. No. Anyway, let's leave that. Just to see grace. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Prepare me for the man. Prepare me for the woman. Thank you, Papa. Lastly, Lord, make us dependent one on another. There's no independence, my dear family. No. Can you imagine if all the blocks in this house are independent? If they are standing alone, how holy, what room are we going to have here? No, we won't have a house. But one seat upon the other, one seat upon the other, one seat upon the other, one seat upon the other. All these stones here, they depend on one. But see how it's built up. Father, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Such as what? Lord, say, please make him a wise master builder. A wise, that's what Paul said. So that you won't build feeble people either. He said, build me a people. Raise me a people. We'll also be a wise master builder. That's what Paul called himself. Say, God, as a wise master builder, I see how much he has built the church. Father, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. To the married people, congratulations. Enjoy the new wife. God will help us to maintain it. For those who are not married, get married tomorrow or this year, so that they can be at the conference next year. Amen. Look forward. I'll be too happy to offer you to administrate at your wedding without charge. I will wait for your friends. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. We didn't forget the anointing, but we'll take care of it. God bless us. God bless you. Have a great day.